I play role-playing games primarily because it's a form of escapism. My life back in the States wasn't very enjoyable, and role-playing games were a way of getting out of my head and into somebody else's head. That was really useful for me to cope with the depression and anxiety that I was having.
This is Tori Cowan. He plays role-playing games, games where players take on the role of another character in a fantastical world. Tori is what is known as a game master, the person in charge of the collective story that takes shape between players. His job is to guide his players through the world they've created, bringing it alive through vivid descriptions and NPCs, non-player characters, or everyone else who lives in the world. Every Wednesday, I sit down as a game master with my own players to do just this.
They send over one of the smoking jacketed lawyers to have a chat with you. He says, my name's Ernie Finkel.
He's not going anywhere without any legal representation.
Oh yeah, you wanna have a fight? All right, you come over here too.
I will.
Being the rules arbiter with all the ideas can be a struggle sometimes, but Tori has an approach that works pretty well for him.
A lot of the work that people say that the GM has can actually be offloaded onto the players just by asking them questions like, I don't know, where are we? Who are we fighting? What are we doing? And then you can just improv your way to victory. There is a very important philosophy that I keep in mind, and that is be a fan of the characters. What that means is your players are playing characters, and it is your job, your desire to see them succeed, but lament their failures.
The constant joy of role-playing games is that anything can happen thanks to their improvisational nature. I never know what one of my players is going to pull out of their pocket next, or where the story is going to go.
At this point, I'd like to turn to my companion and say, when this is all over, I want to retire to the countryside and get married. I've always wanted to do that. No more picking pockets for me. For me, it's all the straight and narrow.
The bond formed between the characters and their world is something you've all created together, and you can even build on each other's accomplishments.
I had an NPC by the name of Jada the Hound Combs, and we had a bunch of people who came into the game and were like, kind of off and on players, and I had a main core group. But one of my players' uncle was going to become a part of this core group, and instead of saying, why don't you take one of these character sheets that nobody's used in 3 months, I said, here, take this NPC that's already stuck to the crew in a way and run with it. The fun part about that was being able to let go of that character, saying, this is what she is, this is what I think she is, this is what she looks like, this is how she feels, run with it. And then just letting the player continue from there.
Players form real emotional connections in role-playing games. When I farewelled one of my longtime players who was moving away to another state, giving his character the farewell he deserved, it was teary and heartwarming. Genuinely, we were sad to see his character go.
The Sunless Shores may once again have a chance of being safe, thanks to the orphan lord that they only knew.
Once again?
As Aris Fletcher.
My name is Aris Fletcher!
Yes!
Do you want to report or not?
Is that the send-off you desired?
It is! It was glorious.
But with players giving so much of themselves, it's important to make sure the space is safe. We play to have a good time and share, and that requires a certain level of trust.
I regularly stop a game nowadays. I've gotten better about this and ask people, hey, how are you feeling about this? Is everybody okay with that? I think that's a very important part of the RP experience, because if anybody says, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable about this, I'll stop where we are and I'll move on to something else. And that's a huge part of building up trust with my players, but also being a rules arbiter and being consistent. I never fudge rolls. I never say, oh, that happens, but you can have this. An element of storytelling that is very similar to, like, say, for instance, you and a group of five friends go out into the woods and go camping for a weekend. Well, instead of doing that for a weekend, you can do it in 4 hours. They're basically the same. Do you remember that time that we fought the dragon and killed it in 2 shots? Is stored in our brains in the same place that, do you remember that time that we went camping and sang songs around the fire all night? It's actually those sorts of memories on a shorter scale. So when people say, why do people take the time? They're actually saving time, in a sense.
And you feel a surge of luck go through you.
Ooh.
Wait, what does that feel like?
Yeah, what does that feel like?
It feels like that feeling you get when you get that head massage machine that's going.
Ooh, it's a pretty good.
Wow.